I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is From the Pages of the Outdoor News, sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955. I love swim baits for largemouth and smallmouth bass, especially those paddle tail plastic lures that you can put on a quarter ounce jig head. I learned how to fish them most effectively a few years ago, and I'll tell you what that was, but first.
You wanted lower prices? Fleet Farm's got them. Like KT Nut and Fruit Blend, now only $32.99 for a 20-pound bag. Or how about $3.49 a quart for Resolute Conventional or Synthetic Blend Motor Oil? Also, Resolute Classic Green Antifreeze is now just $10.99 a gallon. And control summer weeds with Gordon's Amine 240 Weed Killer. 2.5 gallons, now only $69.99. Look for new lower prices on everything you need for everyday life with price drops at Fleet Farm.
When fishing a swim bait, there are ways you can present it that will catch you more fish. I learned this on a trip smallmouth bass fishing a few years back. A guy I was fishing with would cast the lure out and he would let it sink to the bottom. Then he would make a wide sweeping motion with the rod tip that would really have that lure jumping off the bottom and swimming very quickly, and then he would stop and let it sink back to the bottom before he began his retrieve, which was a very slow retrieve, occasionally twitching the tip of his rod to give that lure a little more action. I was shocked at how many fish he caught and how many I didn't, until I started using the same technique. Cast the swim bait out, let it sink to the bottom. That's where a lot of people go wrong. They never let the lure touch bottom. Even if there's some vegetation there, let the lure drop to the bottom. A big sweeping motion will get that lure to jump off the bottom and fly across the water, catching the fish's attention. And then when you stop and let it sink to the bottom, they swim over to it. When you start reeling, bam, they grab it. Try it. It really works. This is From the Pages of the Outdoor News.